News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Actor Rosamund Pike has called out an audience member for using their phone during an emotional moment in her performance in the West End play Inter Alia. Now, the person wasn't calling anybody. It was that while she was performing, Rosamund Pike could see the glow of a phone in the audience. And she said, "When I feel that and see it, it's hard." Brian Merriman is with us. He's founder of International Dublin Gay Theatre Festival. Brian, is this egregiously bad behaviour on behalf of the patron, or is Rosamund Park taking it all a bit seriously?
I have to say I thought she handled it really well, because of course she didn't call the person out during the play, which would have been a very serious moment. Unlike Patti LuPone on Broadway once, she walked off the stage and took the phone off somebody in the audience. But I thought what was indicative was, first of all, it is an intrusion, like, and the person was in the stall. So if you're in the balcony, you're looking at the stage, there's a very dramatic moment on, and suddenly you're seeing a light going on and off, which is not part of the lighting plot. And she did deliver the play Inter Alia as she was supposed to, so that people could engage with it. But at the end of the show, after the applause, she came out. And she didn't point out the individual who was doing so, but she made the point that theatre is a safe space. We turn off the lights. It becomes a personal thing between the audience and the actor, the writer, the director, and the technical people. And you can take them with what you will. And when somebody interferes in that production, which has been very well rehearsed, by turning lights on and off, or worse still, you know, when you get the beep beep from the phone, from the message, the text message as well, is really bad. It does not just interfere or distract the actors, but it actually interferes with everybody else who's paid a lot of money to go to see a West End show. So I think she did it with great style, but clearly it impacted on her as well, that having done a very serious show, this still was on her mind. And I thought it was quite a class act at the end of a show, I must say.
Should she not have inferred into it that maybe the performance wasn't that gripping if somebody had opted to go on their phone?
Well, now, we have a very short attention span these days. I mean, you know, theatre, like 100 years ago, you could sit in a theatre for 5.5 hours and they'd still be cheering for more. But theatre shows themselves are getting shorter and shorter. So we do tend to be more distracted. The point of theatre is that you're supposed to go in there, it's a dark space, and you're supposed to escape from the outside world rather than bring the outside world in with you. So I think, like, it is really, I suppose, a sign of the times, Anton, you know, that we're constantly, our attention span is shorter, we're being diverted. And, you know, turning on a light in a darkened space does distract an awful lot of people. And of course, our mobile phone screens do light up.
Well, you see, I wonder if there will be people who will say, well, look, hang on a minute. I might have a child with a special need who's there with a babysitter, and I have to keep the phone on so that if anything goes, I get the notification on it. Or if you want to feel really guilty, one like the text that has just come in that says, I use my phone to monitor my blood glucose levels for my diabetes. I will always, always try to cover it and be as quick as possible if part of an audience. But you can't exactly say I'll take a break from being diabetic for the length of the play.
True. And so then you put your screen on your lowest glow mode that you possibly can, and try not to sit up front where everybody can see you, where everybody can see your light going on. You know, lighting in itself is a very skillful talent. And to add in to the lighting of a play, which can be very dramatic, like it can scare you, it can soothe you or whatever. You're part of an audience. You're not part of the production. So if you have other needs when you go into a theatre, there will always be a space in which you can do that more privately.
Lastly, is there any possibility that maybe what she should have done is said to the crew afterwards, lads, is there any chance you might throw up a sign in the lobby giving people notification not to use their phones so that we don't see it on stage for the next performance? Because the ship had sailed by the time she got involved.
It does, but they actually do announce at the beginning of a show to turn off your mobile phones. So when people don't cooperate like that, to be fair, she didn't single out the person in the audience, didn't even point to the area where they were, but she did remind people of the fact that they put a huge amount of work into creating atmosphere and into having you engage with the story, to leave the world outside behind you. And it wasn't just about that person and herself, but the impact it has, not on the audience around them, but also on the actors on the stage.
Brian, thanks very much. Brian Merriman, founder of the International Dublin Gay Theatre Festival.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.